Good morning to you, Lord. I don't know why I wasn't expecting rain today. My daughter says that the weather app I have is terrible, so maybe I should consider that. And it is referred to today as Good Shepherd Sunday. It's always the fourth Sunday in Easter, and you can well imagine that it's Wilhelmina's favorite Sunday. Well, one of them. She likes Easter and Christmas, too. Okay. She kind of wanted to preach today, but I told her no. So she's just going to hang out up here with me, because she just goes off the deep end. So, but she does tell me that all the stories that she remembers from her ancestors remind her about this idea that Jesus is the Good Shepherd, and that she knows that he's always with her and always with all of his sheep. He watches over her, and he watches over as he watched over them over the years, and he watches over each of us. Now, each year on this Sunday, there's a different lectionary assigned, so it's kind of weird because if you go and read the other years, what happens is they get kind of one here and one here and one here, but they're all the same story. And that's really hard for me to put my mind around. I wish they just put the whole story in there. But this is what we have, and I love what we have. This is year B, and we did read a part of John's gospel about hearing his voice and knowing who he is and following and loving. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for us, and we are called to lay down our lives for him. Sometimes it is an assumption that translates into the question, and this question drives me nuts. Who would you die for? That's not what it means to lay down your life. I suspect that each one of us could answer that question and think, well, these are the people that I might be willing to die for, or I would be willing to die for. But laying down our lives means something much greater than that. It means going into action and letting who we are take second place to what we are as Christ's disciples and what we are called to do, to give up, to sacrifice something in our lives for the sake of the gospel. We also have an obligation to seek out those of other flocks, those who have left the flock, and be willing to sacrifice something to bring them back in. And that's going to be different for each of us. What do we give up on Sunday when we bring food for Goochland Cares? I don't know about y'all, but I forgot yesterday. So I ran to Food Lion like late yesterday afternoon. The place was packed, and I thought, well, maybe I'm not going in. But I did. And this is not to say I'm great, but I felt pretty great that I had all these squash and all these cool stuff. And I felt like I was doing something for God, not just the people of Goochland Cares. And there are times in our lives when we so want to intellectualize our relationship with Jesus to the point that we forget what his voice sounds like. Whenever this happens, we have to remember that he is our Good Shepherd. And he won't let us stray if only we listen. And that's the tough part, is listening to what it is that God has for us to do. So Jesus says, my sheep know my voice. Do you know the voice of Jesus? Have you heard the voice of Christ? Some of you are going to say no, but I'd really like to. But have you heard one of your brothers or sisters praying for you or saying something to you out of kindness, or being worried about something in the world? This is Christ speaking through you. Jesus' reply to more or less tell the Jews that he was the Messiah and the Good Shepherd was a difficult task because they didn't know his voice. They didn't recognize it. They kept saying, oh, no, that's something else. Who is this dude? What's he doing messing up our stuff? And I can kind of relate to them in this passage. Sometimes I'd like for Jesus to just show up, tell me who he is, tell me what he wants me to do, and then that's that. And, of course, equip me to do it. Tell me, Lord, that the whole Easter thing really is true. Just tell me. And hence, when I have to get out of my mind and go into my heart and my soul and take time to listen for that voice that I recognize. Okay, so what does that voice sound like? I can't explain it to you. You have to hear it for yourself. Oh, please explain it. I often cry out to God. I can't. The voice of God cannot be explained, but you'll know when you hear it. Well, how will I know that it is God? Because God will seek you out and call you by your name, and you will recognize the shepherd calling you to him. The shepherd has a voice that we recognize. There'll be plenty of robbers and thieves that'll try to imitate the voice of Christ and to take us away from the shepherd. But if we stand strong and we listen for what it is that the shepherd is telling us to do, what it is, where the shepherd is telling us to go, we will be okay. Well, I still don't always get it. And I know that each one of you gets it in some way or another because you're here right now. You got out of bed on this cold, damp morning, and you came here. You came here because something called you here, the Master's voice. Sometimes we look for him in times of pain, and sometimes we look for him in times of joy. Either way, God is with us. So we're still in the Easter season, and we're quickly moving towards Pentecost, and then to Trinity Sunday, and then a long session of ordinary time. We rejoice, we have been rejoicing in the Easter message, and we're reminded today of the unbreakable connection between the Father and the Son as we prepare for that gifting of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, our shepherd, keeps us together and protects us almost to Pentecost. It's kind of the last celebration before we enter into this long time of green and waiting and preparing for Advent. Well, there's kind of a little celebration. It's difficult for me as clergy to say that Trinity Sunday is something to celebrate. It's one of those things that's really difficult to preach, and I think I've said this before. If you're in a big church and you have an associate, you always ask the associate to preach on Trinity Sunday. It's just the way it is. But Trinity Sunday offers us an opportunity to embrace the threefold nature of God and to listen and hear what God is presenting to us, perhaps in different ways. So this is a little story I thought I'd share with you. There once was a great holy man. He lived alone on an island and devoted his entire life to prayer. The only way to access the island was a ferry boat. Each day, the local dairy would send a young woman to take him fresh eggs, milk, cheese, and bread. Sometimes she'd be a little late because the ferry was not always reliable. On one occasion, there was a storm, and she was not just a little bit late, but several hours beyond her usual arrival time. The holy man was very angry with her. He explained how he depended on her to live so that he might pray to God. She tried to explain that the storm made the waters too rough for the ferry and that she had to wait. "Harumph," the old man replied. "Do you believe in God?" "Of course," she replied. "Well, then," he said, "you should be able to walk across the water to bring my supplies. You only need the faith of a mustard seed." For the next several weeks, the maiden was never late. The holy man commended her on her timeliness. "The ferry must be running very well," he said. "Oh, no, sir," she said. I did just as you told me to, and now I walk across the channel." The holy man laughed. "You are joking with me." "No, sir, I am not." Now the holy man thought about this for a few minutes, and he came to the conclusion that if she could walk on water, he could as well. "Take me to the shore," he said. "I will join you." So they went to the shore, and they stood, and she led him up to the edge of the water, and she began to cross with her feet barely touching the water. The holy man took a deep breath and raised and tucked his robe and began to follow her. And as he did, he sunk deeper and deeper into the water. "I don't understand," he said. "I'm a holy man. I dedicate my whole life to my God and to honoring and praying to God in prayer. Here you are, a simple maiden, and you can do what I cannot. Surely my faith is stronger than yours." The maiden turned to him and replied, "If your faith is so strong, sir, why did you pull up your robe?" Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd," and he lays down his life for his sheep. He laid down his life for us. Those who don't know or own the sheep try to steal them away, to snatch them and scatter them. But that hired hand will not stay for long, because the Lord is there, and the Lord will protect us, and he will lay down his life for his sheep. And we need to remember that he says there are other sheep that do not belong to this fold. And those other sheep are out there, and we are called to go and round them up and bring them in and show them that they are protected and loved by our Savior. This is a place we come to that is filled with hope and joy and bolsters our faith. And I pray that each day we consider what this place, what St. Francis does for us to help us hear the voice of our shepherd. And I pray that we will go forward and continue to listen for what it is the shepherd is leading us to do. So I call you to follow him, to walk on the water, and to keep the faith. O God, whose Son, Jesus, is the good shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Let us stand and profess our faith using the words of the Nicene.